Grant DeGraff is a writer, he's a filmmaker, he's a director of the Legacy Projects. Grant, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Very good morning to you, and thank you for having me. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I am good. I was just saying earlier, if it had happened to any other woman, that 19 months ago she was a victim of a terror attack where she had to lie still under dead bodies in order to survive, and then she ascended the world stage, this would have been a story, the front page of every magazine and newspaper around the world. What we see here is quite the opposite because of who she is, because of her identity. That's pretty sad, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we just have to look up to the build-up to the Eurovision, and there were broadcasters in Iceland, Slovenia, Spain, and Ireland who called for reconsideration or exclusion of Israel from the contest. And in addition to that, you had 4,000 artists from five Nordic countries who signed a declaration demanding Israel's exclusion. And we also had over 70 former Eurovision participants who signed an open letter urging Israel's ban due to the situation in Gaza, and public protests occurring in Basel, Switzerland, and several other countries, with demonstrators and some commentators expressing anti-Israel sentiments. So you just have to look at the background. But I think, Howard, at the end of the day, I think we will always do, just given, thousands of years of anti-Semitism, we will always do the right thing. We will focus on what we do best. And that is putting our best foot forward, showing who we are, what we can do. And, at the end of the day, all this all these protests and all this anti-Semitism is just background music, as far as I see it. I think we need to focus on the reality here, on how, and it's part of our DNA now. Israel, the Jewish community worldwide, that we will survive. We do what we do best. And I think the whole world realizes that. And unfortunately, you do have these elements which will continue to put us down and to try and take away, from what we can do. But really an incredible performance. I must say, by Yuval, and certainly. I think that Israel is rejoicing, and I think we need to focus and look at the positive, even though certainly we can't ignore, what's really happened, and what is going on, what continues to go on. When you have like a public vote of 297 votes, and then at the same time, you have the voting which came from the different countries, which awarded her only 60 points, placing her 14th in their ranking, which ultimately gave back, to second place. I mean, it obviously calls into question, exactly how the voting system works, against us, not for us, against us. So, so I think that, these calls for a relook at the voting system is a little bit ridiculous. But at the same time, I think we need to focus on what we've actually got away from this, how we've come out of this with our heads held up high, and certainly Yuval Rafael did exceptionally well under the circumstances. Don't forget that there were two attempted attacks during her performance, which security had to step in and try and hold these protesters back. And at the same time, the build up and the extra security and the concern, you can imagine how that must have played into her performance. But at the end of the day, it was really incredible, and I think it's an inspiration to her and to the Jewish community worldwide, and I think a lesson for us and whoever wants to be part of the success story that she is, and that ultimately I think the Jewish community is and will be in the future.
I wonder, after this is all played out, will this story give strength to the anti-Israel lobby, or does it strengthen them in that they really have made it quite difficult for Israel to participate, even though Israel did so with great success? Or does it strengthen the organizers of events like this when they look at the popular vote, they look at how well it all played out? I can't figure it in my mind. I'm wondering what you think.
Yeah, well, I think going forward, we're always going to have these issues, these protests, this anti-Semitism which occurs, the way I see it is that those people who are anti-Semitic are always going to try and look towards this or to look towards any other negative aspects regarding the competition to try and give strength to the anti-Semitism, and those who are pro-Israel, who are doing the right thing, I think will also try and use this as a stepping stone and say, look, we came through this, we did what was right, look how she came through. And I think, but we need to focus on what's good for what the world can actually see, and that is the incredible performance of Yuval Rafael. That's really the takeaway that we need to take away from this, that she really was incredible, and the Jewish community worldwide will stand up for what we believe in and what we think is always right. And don't forget, the irony of this is that the Eurovision is supposed to be apolitical, but despite that, you still have these elements that are, they're not so quiet, but these elements that are stepping in, trying to make it a political event. So, you can't really get away from the politics. That's the reality of it. Even though, this is really supposed to be an apolitical event, bring people together. And I think, just looking at some of the comments, the public comments that were recorded at the time, I think, Howard, at the end of the day, most people are not really pro-political, in terms of making this a political event. Most people actually appreciate who Yuval Rafael is, and I think that they give it credit where it's due, and we will come out of this much stronger, much more united, and I think that the world's going to be better for this. That's my conclusion. That's my vision. That I see that if anything, this event is something that is going to be a positive. We're going to have some positive takeaways from this going forward, and we will say, look, she participated in this despite all the negative anti-Semitism, despite all the protests. She came out of this. She came through this unscathed. We didn't have to cancel any events. She didn't have to cancel her performance. And I think that's what's important. And I think at the same time, I think the majority of people, not just the public, but also you're talking about those people who are part of the music world, certainly supported the majority at least. And I think that's really what we've got to come away with. What's going to be in our thoughts and our DNA, so that going forward, these are situations and things that we can overcome.
Grant, if I had to ask you for a simple message to send to Yuval, what would it be?
I think that she is basically we talk about the light unto the nations, but she's the light and inspiration for us. And she's made a mark on it. It's like something which is going to continue, not just for next year and the year after, but for years and years to come. And we're very proud of her. And we were with her in every respect. And we very much appreciate what she's done, and salute her. And an incredible performance. Well done, kol hakavod, and more than that, I mean, it's good. Can't. It's speechless. Yeah.